Don't look now, honey bun. Your ex is finally here. No, really. I mean it. Don't look. Just focus on me. On us. Take some nice, deep, and calming breaths and keep rolling your hips into me. I want to send her a message that she can't push you around anymore. But I want you to remember this perfect moment. Forever. What it felt like. What it smelled like. What it tasted like. So gentle, but so hungry at the same time. Don't be scared, honey. She'll never hurt you again. She's probably too shocked to do or say anything. And it must be embarrassing for a girl like her to lose a punching bag. And the only person I'll ever really, genuinely care about her. Anyways, all you really wanted, all you really needed, was for someone to be there for you, right? Someone who'd be in your corner no matter what. Someone who'd notice what a good job you did, and always do, and reward you for it. Someone who'd always be there to listen to you no matter what you have to say, or if you need to get something off your chest or not. Someone who'd wrap her arms around you, even if he can't reach all the way around, to give you a hug. A big, warm, loving hug. And just hold you when you're feeling down and need cheering up. Someone who'd love you with all of her heart and never throw you away, one way or another. Was that too much to ask? Well, she doesn't even deserve to have you look at her anymore. She hasn't earned it. She didn't even earn it in the first place. And girls like her coast by, relying on her good looks and hide to make up for the ugliness inside. So I don't blame you for being drawn to a flame like her, or getting burned when you get too close. I pity her, really. Losing out on a sweet guy like you, she wouldn't know what to do with you other than hurt you and ignore you and abuse you some more. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You're shivering again. You don't have to worry anymore. You have me now. You'll always be in my heart and I'll never forget about you. About this. About us. We only need each other. We'll be each other's first and only. Alright? That's kind of why I wanted her to watch. She doesn't deserve it, but I want her to watch and make love to me. Maybe she's lucky. She'll take this to heart and do better from now on. Become a better person from now on. I hope she'll think twice about anyone she's treated the way she treated you. But like I said, it's just me and you now. And you're doing so well. That's sweet. But don't worry about me. It doesn't hurt me at all. I think it's supposed to hurt a little, though. The first time I meet. But you were so gentle and loving and caring that I don't feel a thing besides you feeling me up. If you're still scared, I'll get rid of her. So focus on enjoying yourself, okay? Focus on those little feelings that are making you stir up so hard that you could just unload in me any second. If you want to, I wouldn't say no to you leaving a hickey on me. So everyone knows I'm yours. I think I'd really like to do the same. I really want everyone to know how lucky I am to have someone as wonderful as you as my boyfriend. If I'm lucky, maybe something even more sometime soon. I can even give you something special you can show off to the boys when you're all by yourselves. And I don't mean by my panties. I want you to give me something special too, so I can show all of my friends something hot and thick and white that will be hard to miss since it's dripping down my thighs. Yes. Yes. Do it, baby. I can tell you want this as bad as I do, so just give it to me. Really send a message home that you're taking it. I will never give you back. I love you so much, baby. Say it back to me. I love you so much. I'll never let that bitch touch you ever again. I'm yours forever. And your mind forever.